used to shop at the nearest. There was Co-op shops, and then there was things like the Home and Colonial stores. They were the forerunners of Safeways, by the way. So those sort of shops were the shops, and there was a few departmental stores, but not many. Large stores didn't really exist.
Did your mother find it difficult fitting your diet in with the needs of the rest of the family?
I don't think so, because what she did, she adjusted the I think what she did, she looked at what the rest of us what the rest were eating, and then sort of gave me more or less the same, but slightly less, if you know what I mean. So it, she didn't have this great problem for in getting used to it, but she was, well, very strict in the amount that I could have. You know, you mustn't eat this and you mustn't eat that.
Can you remember the reactions of your neighbours and friends to your diagnosis?
Well, some of them, I think, were a bit. I think some of them were a bit surprised and didn't fully understand what it was about. But when I was at school, I remember I'd be about 14. Yeah, I'd be 14 then. One of the teachers who taught generally, I suppose you'd call it biology and that sort of thing, he asked me if I would mind if he taught the rest of the class about diabetes, and I said no, because I thought then it might be better for me if they understood it rather than not them not understanding it. And so he gave this he took this lesson on how the pancreas worked, etc., and what it did, you know. So much the same as he'd done with explaining how the heart works, etc. But you didn't get, in those days, you didn't get sex lessons. There was none of that. That wouldn't, I don't suppose that there would be one child in the whole school who actually knew anything about sex at all.